Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green, and you are listening to another podcast episode of Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. If you want to subscribe to this, go over to ConnieReaganGreen.com, and you'll see the icon, the picture, over in the right-hand sidebar. Click on that. It'll take you over to Apple's iTunes, and you can get your free subscription. So the way I do these calls is it's a live open teleseminar, so there are people live on the call right now, and then very quickly, within 24 to 48 hours, it's available over on iTunes. Some of what I talk about is time sensitive, and the majority of what I talk about is evergreen, so it will be helpful to your business. So before I open up the line, I want to take a look at, wonderful, we have even more people pouring in now. So Janice is saying, hope your ear infection is better. Yes, last weekend, I guess it's been now, so last Saturday, I had just kind of a little pain, kind of at the outer ear, but I thought it was more of a headache, and then it moved kind of to the back of my head, and after 2 days, so about 48 hours, of my head pounding so much that I didn't know what to do, I finally went to the emergency room, or to the urgent care, is what we have here in Southern California. And they said, you have an inner ear infection. Why didn't you come sooner? And I said, well, I didn't have any idea that's what it was. And I came as soon as I just couldn't take it any longer. So they gave me medication. It took another 2 days for that medication to work. So I have no pain, but I still have 6 more days of the antibiotics. So thank you very much for asking. And I don't wish that upon anyone. I had never, you know, had that type of an earache or ear infection. So the first thing. So Cassandra has written in, and she's saying, how does Jason Fladlin's Affiliate HD course differ from NAMS? I have a premium membership with NAMS. Will this be duplicating things? Not at all, Cassandra, because it's apples and oranges. So I, as well, have a lifetime subscription to NAMS. I've been a permanent faculty member there now for 2.5 years. And love David Perdue and all of the people associated with NAMS, which is the Novice to Advanced Marketing System membership site, forum, and live event twice a year. And I love it and continue to love it, but it's very different. Most of the people there are new, and they really are just kind of getting started with a blog and with connecting back and forth with people. So most of them don't have business experience and just need a place where they can really feel comfortable and connect with hundreds of other people. I was just over there today because I'm always looking to see who it is that has joined either through me or someone that I already know. And sure enough, there was someone introducing themselves a day or two ago, and I welcomed her, someone that I have known online for probably 5-6 years now, and have really watched her business grow and take off. She did a little work with me for about 1.5 years or so, and now is a copywriter, marketer, product creator, doing everything in her own right. So I love to stay connected with people, and that's wonderful that and there for that. And there is the ongoing weekly training, and that's very helpful as well. So if people are interested in NAMS, go to mynamsmembers.com. So my, N-A-M-S, members, plural, .com, and you can see more about a NAMS membership. What the training is with Jason Fladlin and his partner Will Matos, that I have known for about 5 years. Will actually lives about 5 miles from my home in Santa Clarita. Jason lives in the center of the United States in Iowa. He comes out to Santa Clarita at least twice a year to meet with Will, and they always send me a text message and say, you know, Jason's in town, you know, when can you get together? And I go for dinner with them and with Will's wife, and they have 2 little boys that are like 1 and 3 years old, and we spend a wonderful long evening. I'm very tired at the end because I don't stay up late, but I wouldn't leave early for anything. So I prop my eyelids open and stay. The conversation is fantastic, and I've really built a nice relationship with them. I will tell you that Jason, and I'm sure Will agree with this, anybody who knows Jason will agree with this, he's one of the most brilliant people working on the internet today. And he just had his 30th birthday. This means that most of us, and I'm right in there, of course, we don't understand a lot of what he says. But I watch very closely to what he and Will are doing in their business. They've built a multi-million dollar business in just the last couple of years that they've joined as partners. And I saw them doing some things very interestingly with affiliate marketing. And remember, I've been doing affiliate marketing for 7 years now since I came online. One of my most popular best-selling books is Huge Profits with Affiliate Marketing. You can look that up on Amazon or anywhere and see that. So I know quite a bit about affiliate marketing, and I've made several million dollars in affiliate marketing over these 7 years, and that's just part of my business. But I saw them doing things since the first of the year, 2013, that were very different. They were addressing some of the issues all of us working online have, such as email deliverability. You may notice that my emails go into your spam or junk folders many times. Sometimes people write to me and say, I haven't had an email from you in a couple of weeks. Are you still sending emails? And it turns out they got dropped off the list or something happened. It's very frustrating for us trying to do business via email. And so I saw what they were doing. They were doing things differently. Then I saw them entering some affiliate contest, some big affiliate contest, and either winning first place or coming in the top five. And these are contests that if I'm in there, I'm usually only in the top 20 simply because my list is much smaller. I haven't been around as long, as Jason and Will both have been doing business on the internet for more than 10 years, even though they're young fellows. So I wanted to learn from them, and I watched and I joined groups that they had, and I learned from them. And I thought, gee, if they would just put something together. So when they came together in, I think it was April, when Jason flew to Southern California and I met with them, I was with them 6-7 hours or so, that's when they started to talk about what they were doing. And I tried to get more details, and they gave me just as many details as they were willing to give me and no more. So I knew something was coming, but I didn't know what it was or when. This is it, the Affiliate HD. And you can see the links there on the big button. You can get a 2-page summary of the webinar from yesterday, and you can see what happened at each minute that they're talking about there. And also you can watch the replay if you want to watch the replay. And also there's a hangout tomorrow. I'll be sending out the link to that this evening or early tomorrow morning that you may want to join. So this is a 12-module program that they've put a lot of time and effort into for several months now. And what I'm doing is putting together a group. I'm calling them the Marketing 12. This isn't the first time I've done this. This is the second time. I did it first in 2009. The group worked so well for 6 months, because I'm saying I'm doing this for 6 months. It worked so well for 6 months before, we extended it another 6 months. By then, people were doing well. Some of the people are doing better than I'm doing. I think of a couple of that group in particular. Others did a little bit. And then those in the middle, they got to six figures a year, which was the goal for the group. And when I did that, I found that we worked as a mastermind group, as a joint venture group. I have more exciting things happening now with the Marketing 12 group now. And what I'm doing is I'm taking 12 people and two alternates. And it's sort of like a jury, I guess. You always have a couple of people that something happens and they just stop responding. And because the things that I do with my groups really need 10 to 12 people, I decided to go ahead and take 14. So I've got 7 spots open. I was only going to have 5 still remaining, but I have 7 because I've added 2 alternates. That way, if we lose a couple of people or even more during the next 6 months or longer, that the group will not fall apart. Because one of the things we're going to do is put a book together. So we really need the people for that. So this training is how to do affiliate marketing in a way that most of us have not been doing. I started doing it after I talked to them and after I saw what they were doing. I started doing it a little bit, and I'm not going to share what that is because it's in the course in more detail and in really in better detail. All right, let me open the line. All right, and are there questions from people on the line about anything? There's also a link there for 100 things that you need to have success in your online business. This is Private Label Rights. It's from coachingstickyglue.com, which is my affiliate link, and there's a specific link to go right to it. It's under $10. I picked it up this morning and have already started going through it and seeing what I can do. I turn it into a short report that then makes me thousands and thousands of dollars over time. And you can do the same thing. Doesn't take you that long. All right, and Carol says, I have a domain for a product that forwards to that affiliate product. So she purchased a domain, the way I teach it, and then she forwarded it to an affiliate product through her affiliate link, I'm assuming. It was hacked. Now, this is the part I don't understand, because if you buy a domain and forward it, there's nothing to hack on your end. If you're saying that the affiliate product was hacked, that would be up to the people whose product you're promoting. And you're saying that Bluehost was not much help, since I don't know how long ago it was hacked. If I redirect the name servers and then change them back, would that correct it? I don't believe so, Carol, because if you buy a domain and forward it, then like coachingstickyglue.com, I purchased that domain to forward to Melissa Engold and Nicole Dean's coaching program, the one that has the PLR that I'm recommending. So that domain can't get hacked. Now, my account could get hacked, and that's a whole different issue, but a domain can't get hacked if there's nothing on it. And if you're forwarding it, there isn't anything on it. So I'd have to know in more detail, so send me an email and give me more details on that. All right, any other questions from people on the line? Don't be shy. As an entrepreneur, you don't want to be shy. You want to speak up. I'll share a short story and break in anytime. All right, I'll try to take breaths while I'm telling the story so you can break in. When I was starting on the internet in 2006, the end of 2005, I found out about the internet, decided to get going with it, but it was really January of 2006 that I jumped in, got started. There was no social media. Facebook was just for college students. Twitter was just not even thought of at that point. LinkedIn was for the corporate world. So pretty much you were all alone. People started hosting teleseminars. And when they opened the line and when they asked for a question, I jumped in quickly and gave my name and my main site URL. That helped me build my business. So you want to do the same thing, even though we have social media that makes things easier these days. If there's an opening in somebody's call and they have a couple hundred people on the call that can hear you and a few thousand that will listen in replay, make sure you jump in. All right, so Janice says, the domain ConnieLoves.me, is it a website or a blog or all redirects? All right, so a website is a blog is a website. All right, so it's all hosted on WordPress. Everything I do now is hosted on WordPress for the last few years. I have some old HTML sites still out there. But anything that's been put up since about 2010, for sure, is on WordPress. And so ConnieLoves.me is a WordPress site that has two posts. The only reason I have those posts is that if anybody is backing up the link, so if I have, like for today, I have ConnieLoves.me/100things, 100 things. They might say, well, gee, what's at ConnieLoves.me? And if they go there, I want them to be able to see those first couple of posts telling them that really my site is somewhere else at hugeprofitstinylist.com. So what I did was I installed the free version of PrettyLink. It's a WordPress plugin. I now use the paid version, but you can just start with the free version. That's fine. And then when I shorten something, I'm doing it on that domain that I own and control. So I hope that answers your question, and I prefer doing that rather than having PrettyLink on one of my main sites, because I can keep track of everything much better if it's at one site. All right, and Terry says, where are you going with respect to Webinar Express and the Google Hangouts plugin versus GoToWebinar? Well, I pay for things by the year now. I've done that for several years because usually you're getting 2 months free when you pay by the year. So my GoToWebinar is paid up through January. So there wouldn't be any reason to quit them because I still have the service. What I love about, now the Google Hangouts plugin, it has a lot of advantages, but I don't see myself using it very often. So I purchase things anyway. I want to have them, especially because they double in price after the introductory period. So I was happy to have that at the introductory price. But Webinar Express, that's the one that has huge possibilities. So now my goal is to do it 20, 30, 40, 50 times before January to see all the ins and outs, just the way I did go to webinar in the beginning, so I could see what can I do, what can I not do, what works well, what do my people respond to. So it's the same thing. You've got to try things out to really get going with them. So thanks for the wonderful questions. All right, Al says, if you were planning on promoting a product that pertained to WordPress, do you have to be careful with a domain name that has WordPress in it, like Howdy WordPress as an example? Is there infringement? Yes, and you can always, you know, Google for that information. WordPress doesn't allow it. They will issue a cease and desist, as will Facebook, because I received a cease and desist, which frightened me to death. I had a product that I was selling about Facebook fan pages, and I didn't even think at the time. I should have, because in our business, we really have to think. But I bought the domain, and I created the product, and I had it up there. And I think it took them maybe 6 months or so, which is a long time, but finally they found it. And their attorney sent me a cease and desist. And I had it down myself. I went in and just took all the files down, because I knew my web person could put it on another domain that had FB instead of Facebook. And so I took it all down, and I called them, and I sent a registered letter back. I did everything right away that day. That afternoon, it was all completed because it really, really was scary. And I didn't want to do anything I shouldn't do. So that's one example. WordPress is one example. Amazon, I believe, is the same, because I don't see people using Amazon in their titles. They're usually calling it A-Z-O-N. Or A-M-A-Z, and then the name of it. So they're kind of shortening Amazon, so I believe it's the same kind of thing. Or they don't like it, they don't allow it, and if you take a look, you can always see why it would be better not to do that. Some people have that with their names. Probably by next year I'll do that with my name. I know Brendan Burchard does not allow anything with his name to be used. But that's something that you have to set up legally. You have to get attorneys and set it up and make sure you have a reason to do it. You know, until now, I really haven't had a reason to do it. All right. So, Al, what that means is you want to create something connected to WordPress, and then you just call it WP, something like that in the name. All right. So Deb says, do we need to write in our questions? I tried to ask a question, and I'm pretty sure you didn't hear me. Well, here, let me make sure that I've opened the lines. The lines are open, so Deb, you can talk right now. I just had them closed the first few minutes like I said I was going to do. All right, so Deb says that she's been doing affiliate marketing for a while and not making much headway. She's tried a number of methods, so she's ready for good results. Now, Deb is going to be part of the Marketing 12. And as with anything that I do, since I've been online, I don't know how this will sound because I haven't really said this before, the right people are attracted to me and to the program and come into it, and magic happens. I'm kind of the facilitator. I have ideas, lots and lots of ideas, but it's the people that come together in the groups that really make things happen for themselves and for each other. And so I felt very good when Deb contacted me and wanted to do it. She says, I intend to give it my all. And Deb, I have no doubt that that's exactly what you're going to do, because that's what it takes. We really want to jump in and get started with things so that we can be in business. And, you know, I can't imagine doing anything else for the rest of my life. I just can't. I love doing this online. The schedule is so, so flexible. You can do what you want to do. I don't take a whole lot of days off except when I travel, and I travel a lot. So when I travel, I do almost nothing for days and days at a time. And when I'm not traveling, when I'm in either Santa Clarita or Santa Barbara, I do a little something every day. That's just comfortable for me. And so that's fun. Now, during the middle of the day, I typically am not home. I usually leave by 9 or 10 in the morning, and I come back around 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and that's when I'm living kind of my real life, which is a lot of work with charities, spending time with friends and family members, running errands, doing things that I enjoy doing. So that works for me, but that means that typically I've worked in the morning for 2 or 3 solid hours before I leave. And I love that. When I do a call like this twice a month. I do a webinar for my groups 3 times a month, and I do those in the afternoon. So right now it's 3:20 Pacific time, and that's comfortable for me to do. When I start other groups, I have a summer mentor group that's going to be starting very soon, and that's already filled, that one. There's no openings in that one, but that one we decided we would do it Sunday evenings. Sunday evenings at 5 o'clock Pacific, so it's not too late for anybody. And then with the Marketing 12, we'll be meeting at a variety of times and hopefully in person at least once during that first 6 months. All right. Oh, and Deb says she had herself muted. Okay, I understand. I understand. All right. Other questions? All right. Well, I want to direct you to the big buttons, so you can see what they are for today. The first one is the Jason Fladlin webinar summary, and it's just 2 pages. And it gives you an idea. If you just now are hearing about this program, it'll give you some idea of what they're talking about. And there's a link in there for the replay. Now, the way they've done this, I'll be perfectly transparent. They've created that 2-page summary with my affiliate link built in. I like that. That's fun. Now, what I did was I saved it to my hard drive. I then uploaded it to my Connie Reagan Green site using FileZilla, so FTP, File Transfer Protocol, and I uploaded it, and that way you can download it. So it went from their sites over to my computer, up to the cloud, and then down to your house, wherever you are right now in the world. I have people right now on at least 2 continents that I know of. So that's how you can do it. Now, if you want the 4-pay, and you pay a little more for a 4-pay, but you know, I sometimes even now I'll do more than one payment simply because it's more convenient for me. You know, if they're going to bill me 30 days out, sometimes that's just more convenient. Sometimes it's not a matter of the money. All right, so there's the single pay and the 4-pay. Also, the 100 things for your online business, connieloves.me/100100things. Take a look at that because I have that here. I've opened it and I'm going to go through it and just share and jump in anytime here. It is 22 pages. It's 4,617 words. And this is just the report part of it. Another part of it is PowerPoint, which means, see, and I wish I had known about this my first year or so online. I really didn't know about PLR until 2007. What you can do with the PowerPoint, and I've done this a dozen times now with PLR I've purchased, is I go through the slides, I rearrange things. So if there's something I want to talk about differently, I can just take out the slide and add something else. I have others that I haven't changed at all. I learn from the slide presentation, and then I host a webinar in my own voice, reading the material that was prepared in the PLR document, the private label rights. And that becomes a product that I can sell. And what's great about this, this one is 100 things every business must do to succeed online. So it's perfect for affiliate marketing. And it talks about branding, finances, domain and hosting checklists, WordPress customization checklist, WordPress security. So anything that you're using, you can put an affiliate link in there, and that's fantastic. All right, is someone on that wants to ask a question? I hear Cheryl there. Cheryl, your line's a little noisy, but do you have a question?
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie. I thought I had it muted. I just started my car, so my all kinds of things going. Let me pull them. Sorry.
All right. Do you have a question now?
Yes, I had a question about what email you use, what email program you use, because I know you don't use Outlook, and my email is just getting totally out of control.
Right. And, you know, email in general has been hard to manage for a lot of my people. And, you know, when I think about that, it's amazing that my people are able to have as much success as they have because they're trying to use something like Outlook that really doesn't work so well, especially if you have things that automatically are going into folders. You're really missing out on anything that's time sensitive, and that's no good. Because I have people that write to me regularly. Somebody had just written to me about one of Rachel Roffé's, I can't remember which product it was about Kindle, though. And they wrote to me and said, I thought you said it was only it was less than $10. It's $97. And I looked at the date, and it was almost a month before that she had gone through her folder and found it. And I wrote to her and I said, yes, I said, that was only the introductory period for the first few days. You need to, you know, click on my links within the first day or two, you know, if you are interested in that. So this is how I do it. I have email through my hosting, which is through Bluehost, and I have email set up for my sites. But then the email I use to email all of you, and that's Connie@Connie-Green.com, because I own Connie-Green.com, that gets forwarded to my Yahoo account. So when I respond back to you, it's going to be from Yahoo. I see everything that comes in. I see it right away. Either see it on one of my computers or on my iPad or my iPad mini or on my iPhone. So, you know, that's how I'm doing that. Now, another thing that I do, because security is a huge issue with email, once a week I go into Yahoo and, you know, let me click on it right now so I can tell you where to go. In Yahoo, and Gmail has something similar, and I like Gmail as well. Over on the right, there's a little, it looks like a little gear, a little wheel. It's on the right-hand side at the top. And if you go down, you click on Account Info. When you do that, they'll ask you to log in again. So I'm going to log in now again. And then when you do, then you scroll down. And one thing that you want to look at is view your recent sign-in activity. Now, I don't do the other things. I don't have a sign-in seal. And I don't have second sign-in verification. I don't do that because I'm going in and out of email accounts at various times. And that's just me. Nobody else uses my computers. My family, you know, learned several years ago now that I would always keep one computer upstairs in the central part of the house in Santa Clarita, where if they do not have a device with them, which now is not an issue but was 4 or 5 years ago, they could always go to that computer and do what they needed to do, but no games. And if they're streaming something, they have to get permission. And this is people of all ages because it's my house. So that's how it works. So that's a computer people can use, or if people come to visit. This summer I'll have a visitor from Japan and another visitor from China. The boy that was my exchange student several years ago, he's 20 years old now, and he's coming back for a week. So we're very excited. So he will be directed to the main computer upstairs unless he brings his own device, his own laptop, which many people do now. So the only one that I go down to is view your recent sign-in activity. And I do this once a week. And when I click in it, it will tell me the location that people have been logging in from. So right now, I've only been in California the past week. I haven't been out of the state this week. So it's showing me different days and different times, and that it's been browser, however it was, and that it's always been California, United States. So I know that's okay. Nobody has been trying to get into my account. If you see something that you're not sure of, and you can do the same thing with Facebook, if you see something, like right now, if somebody had been trying to log in from New York or from London or, you know, from Portugal, where the Rotary International Festival is in Portugal right now, so that's why I was thinking of that. But if anything like that is happening, then immediately you contact them for help and say, someone's trying to access my account, it's not me. So that's a way you can help keep yourself very secure. So did I answer your question, Cheryl?
That's very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Susan says, reading the PLR is a brilliant idea. Thanks. Yes, and you can create great products. I have products out there. Now, typically they're low-priced products, but they sell a lot. So a low-priced product for me is somewhere between $17 and $27. And the fact that they sell 10 times as much as something that's 47 or 97, that's good because you're bringing people onto your list, but these people are buyers. They're not people that are just kind of tire kickers saying, well, maybe I'll see what Connie's doing, but not so sure. Instead, they're saying, gee, this is something I'm interested in. I want to purchase this. And another thing I'll tell you about the private label rights, I'm only recommending a few people. I can count on one hand every person that I've recommended for PLR in the past 3-4 years. One hand. Five fingers I've got there. That's it. I don't recommend every single person. For someone to make me go onto my other hand and have more fingers, they would have to show me consistent, high-quality private label rights over a period of time. One good product or good package doesn't make me recommend them then. And the reason I'm saying this is a few years ago, I recommended someone who had had one good package. What I recommended turned out to be mediocre. It made me look bad. People remember me for that. They don't remember the person I recommended. And now, even though I'm still on his list, and I still see things, and I've bought a couple of things here or there, I don't know that I ever would recommend him again. So rest assured, when I recommend something, I've spent the time and I've spent the money.
Connie, it's Cheryl again. I have a follow-up question on PLR. Nicole's PLR is fantastic, but I've bought some PLR that's just a text document with nothing going on. Is that something, is that kind of a red flag that that's not worth buying or pursuing, or that person isn't worth buying from again?
No, I don't mind it in a text document. I really don't. It makes a little more work for me. I have to format it. But I'm used to getting things from time to time, especially if it's tweets or a post for Facebook or articles. Articles tend to be text. And so I just copy-paste them into Word, and then I change the font right away, and then I go in and spend that time formatting. Or, you know, I have a variety of virtual assistants now. That's something that's perfect for them. The minute I see it's in text, I can just drop it into Word, send that to them, and have them pretty it up.
Okay. And do you find you have to flesh out something like that? Typically, it's just not as ready to go.
With text? No, there's no reason to think that at all.
Okay.
Yeah, text is just a different way of providing information. So when I write to my tech people, if I'm doing sales copy or like my book, I just finished the 9th book, very excited, Living the Internet Lifestyle, and I had to send copy for the back cover of the book to my cover designer. I did that in a text document.
Okay.
Because then she'll take it and put it in whatever program she's using. I guess Photoshop, but I'm not even sure. I don't know the details, and it's best if I don't. And so she makes it look the way, you know, I got it back from her a couple days later. It's perfect.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, and Alice, you know, and that's a good thing you're bringing up, Cheryl. You know, sometimes something is delivered to us in a way that we're not sure about, and sometimes we question it because of that. So I think we always have to look one step further with it, because that would be a natural assumption to jump to and say, well, gee, they didn't even, you know, put it in a Word document for us.
Right.
Yeah, but another reason is, you know, the files are just, they're smaller, they're just easier to do it in a text document.
Okay.
Really is.
Thanks.
All right. Al says, there must be a way to get my site to load faster. Do you have any suggestions? The first thing that you want to do is contact your hosting and see what they say. You may have images that are not compressed well. There are just a whole variety of things that you can do. But contact the hosting and tell them. Say it's not loading very fast. Is it on your end or is it on mine? So sometimes it can be your computer, your internet, you know, provider and stuff. So we can do a variety of things. One reason I really do like YouTube for videos is that I've never had a site that I've put videos on load slowly because of the videos if they were from YouTube. So that's something that I have really liked. All right, any last questions? I hope you will take the time to either watch the webinar replay or join the Hangout tomorrow with Jason, and I'll give you the link now if you want to have it now. It's at connieloves.me jfladhangout. So the letter J, that's for Jason, F-L-A-D. It's because some people call him Flad. It's like a nickname. I just call him Jason because that seems more natural for me. But some people call him Flad, like Marlon Sanders. He says, I was speaking to Flad the other day, and I know who he's talking about. All right, so connieloves.me/J-F-L-A-D-Hangout, J-Flad-Hangout. And that Hangout begins tomorrow, which is Saturday the 22nd. So if you're listening to this after that, it's already happened. And it's at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Because I did have I was confused about the time for the webinar and made a mistake in one of my emails. But for this one, I know for sure what time it is. All right, email me anytime. I love to hear from you. You know, doing this business is easier than ever because we have so many things like WordPress, which now humans, mere mortals, can navigate very easily once you learn. It wasn't that way in the beginning. It really wasn't. So we have a lot of tools. We have plugins, and there's so many tools at our disposal. But it's also much more difficult because there's so much out there. The marketplace is inundated with all kinds of things. And I've honestly never felt like I was competing the whole time I've been online, because nobody's doing what I'm doing the way I'm doing it, even if they tried or even if I tried to do it like someone else. The minute I start talking or I start writing, then it's unique to me. And if you think about that and think about co-opetition, I use the example of the two gardeners in my neighborhood, and I've seen them do this before, where one of them will have a question about something and they'll go and ask the other one, and they'll share. The reason that grass is so green is because I'm using this bag of fertilizer, whatever it is, or turf builder, something like that. They share resources. They share ideas. It helps everybody. It really does help everybody, and I've always felt that way on the Internet. Everything we do, we share back and forth, and it really helps everyone. So you can have an excellent business on the Internet. You can have this time and financial freedom. That's what the lifestyle is all about. You know, for 20 years, I got up at 4:30, quarter to 5. I had to be in my car at 5:45 so I could beat the traffic. I would be at school all day. After school, at some point, 3:30, 4, 4:30, I would go on to my real estate appointments. And especially during the 6 months of the year that we have light pretty late, I didn't get home until 8:30. Even in the winter, I didn't get home until 7:30. Looking back, I don't know how I did that for so long or why I was willing to do it for so long. Because now, I'm just not willing to be out among the people that many hours a day, every day. To be able to work from home or from wherever you have an internet connection is extremely powerful. It will change your life and the lives of people around you. So that's what I'm encouraging you to do. All right, and this is the last question I'll take. Al says, I've heard the advice that you want to have a picture with each blog post so folks can pin it to their boards on Pinterest. Is there some kind of strategy, labeling? Yeah, take a look at my sites, Al, and you'll learn exactly what I do. And I don't even think of Pinterest because my topics tend not to be quite as popular on Pinterest. But take a look at mine and see the alt text and see, you know, when you click on it, what happens. Go to hugeprofitstinylist.com or ConnieReaganGreen.com. All right. This has been another call in the podcast series, Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. Visit ConnieReaganGreen.com to sign up for the podcast series at no cost. You'll have a free subscription. Take care, everyone.